Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present I'm Not Here to Make Friends by Andrew Yang. Performed by Greta Jung and Catherine Chin. For Ms. Crowell, my journey to writing this book began in your classroom.
Sabine. At the top of the hill, I paused to enjoy my last moments of unobserved existence. In front of me stands the house that I saw in the pictures. Slate walkways, gleaming white walls, palm trees shooting out of the yard like fireworks. The sight fills me with both excitement and dread. Every year, thousands of high schoolers apply for a spot on Hotel California. Out of all of them, only six are chosen. Out of all of them, the showrunners have chosen me.
Little old Sabine Jung, straight out of Moline, Illinois. Quad Cities rep till I die.
I spent all spring in nervous anticipation for the show, and I even took my finals early so I could fly out to Southern California in time for the start of shooting. Now that I'm really here, I can't help but wonder if I've bitten off more than I can chew, but it's too late to turn back. Once I'm inside, the cameras will be recording my every move. Every moment, waking or sleeping, could make it into the final cut. I have to be on my A game. I cross the yard, push open the front door, and check into the Hotel California. I never thought I'd end up on reality TV, at least not on the kind of wine-fueled, sun-soaked Love Island meets The Bachelorette meets Survivor reality shows that most people know about. I'm not used to that level of attention. Most of the people at my school don't know that I exist. Or if they do know me, they'll think of the eye shape, the AP classes, and the last name at the back of the alphabet, and that's it. But Hotel California is different. For one thing, it's not on ABC or Disney Plus or Netflix, where everyone can watch it. At my house, we get it from the $15 cable package that you sign up for at the Vietnamese supermarket. It plays after the syndicated anime from the 90s and before the budget K-dramas from the early 2000s. For another thing, it's not really about dating and drama and voting people off the island. Actually, it's pretty relaxing to watch. Six high schoolers spend 4 weeks living in a beautiful house somewhere in California. And sure, two of them might go on a date or even make out in the basement. And sure, there'll be a couple of fights over dirty dishes, but mostly they just hang around the house, talking about their lives, what they're afraid of, what their hometowns are like. The thing about the show is, all of the contestants are Asian. They don't make a big deal out of it in the show intro or on the website, but the show is on an ethnic network, after all. They know who their target audience is. Because of the casting, watching the show is like getting a window into a miniature utopia, where being Asian is about more than just not being white. Most of the people on the show seem to be used to it. They're from L.A. or New York or the Bay Area, places where you're barely even a minority. But when you come from a town like Moline, in the cornfields and tractors part of Illinois, that kind of thing means a lot. Enough that in the spring of my junior year of high school, the unthinkable occurred. I applied to be on the show. My friend M helped me shoot my audition videos, which mostly featured the two of us goofing off at the mall. And yes, I told her that I was applying as a joke, but after I sent off my application, I couldn't stop imagining myself getting picked, getting on a plane to California, being a part of that place. I wanted it. I dreamed about it. And then, those dreams came true. In the foyer, I take off my shoes. Mine are the only ones there, which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?